By now, you know that I often get encouraged by my time in God's Word. Well, on Thursday, May 28th, my New Testament reading was John 11, 1-17. This is the first part of the story of the death of Lazarus. While reading this short passage, I was both challenged and encouraged. You see, God opened my eyes to see two completely different attitudes in life. These attitudes were displayed by Jesus and his disciples. One was a helpful attitude, and the other not so much. Let me try to explain. First, the helpful attitude. Jesus shows us an uplifting, positive, life-affirming, God-glorifying attitude. He shows this in that after he hears that Lazarus is ill, he says in verse 4, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Then after staying two more days, Jesus says, "Let us go to Judea again." But that's where Lazarus was. After this comment, his disciples try to dissuade him, but we'll discuss that in a moment. Jesus then talks about those who walk in daylight see the light of this world, which I believe is another reference to himself and the hope we should have in him. Then Jesus speaks relatively plainly and says that Lazarus has fallen asleep, referring to his death, and that he was going there to raise him from the dead. So do you see Jesus' focus and attitude? Glorifying God, glorifying himself, being the light of this world, and displaying the ultimate life-giving power over death. Jesus is upbeat, positive, life-giving, and life-affirming. He has a very powerful, positive attitude that quite frankly is contagious. He sees health, wholeness, vitality, and life. So that's the challenge for me, to be more upbeat, more positive, more hope-filled, and more God-glorifying, to keep looking for the light of the world, to keep focusing on and following Jesus, and even to seek to emulate and reflect Jesus' powerfully positive attitude. Now let's examine the second less helpful attitude, the one displayed by the disciples. That attitude is negative, a doom and gloom attitude. Let me show you the evidence. First, when Jesus says, "Let us go to Judea again," the disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again?" They were focusing on Jesus' possible demise, the downside, the dark side. Maybe they were trying to be realistic, but certainly they were not looking at any positive possibilities. Then after Jesus says that Lazarus is dead and infers that the reason for going now is so that the disciples would believe, Thomas, you know, the doubting one, pipes up with another downer. "Let us also go that we may die with him." So do you see the disciples' focus on death, darkness, and despair? They have a down in the dumps attitude. They're corporately not looking at any hopeful, positive, life-giving possibilities. So after reading this with new eyes and a new heart, I feel the challenge and encouragement. I hope you do too. The challenge for me is to pray for the life-giving, light of the world, positive, hope-filled attitude of Jesus Christ. And the challenge for me is to give up the negative, dark, dreary, despairing attitude of the disciples. What about you? Are you with me? If so, have a powerfully positive, encouraging, and even uplifting week with a new you attitude.